The lunchtime talks took place between NATO's Secretary General, Jaap de Hoop Scheffer, and Russia's ambassador to NATO, Dmitry Rogozin. After the Georgia conflict 4 months ago, NATO suspended its special relationship with Moscow, a framework known as the NATO-Russia Council. But earlier this month, NATO foreign ministers agreed to slowly resume dialogue with Russia. Friday's talks follow other efforts on the part of the European Union and the United States to resume talks with Moscow. Clara O'Donnell, a defense expert at the Center for European Reform in London, said there was a feeling on the part of NATO members that it was a mistake to break contact with Russia.
There was a feeling that there was a certain lack of strategy of how to go forward. There was a realization that everybody else had started talking to Russia again or starting again, and NATO was the only organism that wasn't.
O'Donnell said even during the height of the Cold War between the West and the former Soviet Union, the two sides talked together. The reason, she said, is simple.
NATO and Russia need each other. Or more to the point, the countries within NATO need Russia. I mean, these two groups are very interdependent, be it on energy issues, on many geopolitical issues. So, you know, if we're talking about the Balkans, if we're talking about Afghanistan, Iran, these are all issues where if Europeans and Americans want to solve them, they need Russia's help.
Besides the Russia conflict, the two sides are at odds over other issues, notably the possibility of Georgia and Ukraine joining NATO. Russia also opposes U.S. plans for an anti-missile defense shield in Eastern Europe. There is talk about improving and revamping relations on both sides, but O'Donnell, for one, does not count on any big changes in the immediate future. It will also depend partly on the upcoming administration of President-elect Barack Obama in Washington. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.